The Rock in the Road. There once was a king who was very sad. Why was he sad? He was sad because his people were very selfish. No one wanted to help anyone else. They grumbled and complained about everything. They fought with each other to get more things for themselves. One day, the sad king looked out of his window. He saw how badly everyone was behaving. The sad king said to himself, "Isn't there one fair and faithful man in all of my kingdom?" He thought for a moment and said, "I have a plan, but I must not let anyone find out about it, or it will not work." That night, someone with a large black cloak crept out of the castle. He went down to the main road that passed nearby. He began digging, and then rolled something very heavy onto the road. Early in the morning, the king ran to the castle window above the road. It was a strange sight. On the road sat a big rock. There was a crowd of people around the rock. The king smiled a little and said, "Well, I will soon know who is faithful." All day the wagons and horsemen and great knights and nobles passed by the rock. Some stopped to curse it. Kick it. But still, no one moved the rock. No one did anything about the rock because they were all too selfish. No one felt that it was their job. The day slowly passed by. Every hour, the king would go to his window to see if the rock was gone. Yet it was always there. Finally, the sun was beginning to set. The sad king went once more to the window. The rock was still there. Only an old shepherd could be seen bringing his sheep up the road.
"What is this big rock doing on the road?" said the old shepherd. "It shouldn't be here. It's in the way."
The old man decided that he had better move the rock himself and make the road clear for the people to use. It was hard work for the old man. He had to use his big staff to move away the stone. Slowly it rolled out of the way. To his surprise, there was a small box under the rock. It opened easily and was full of gold. There was a letter in the box, too. He unfolded the letter and began to read. "To the person who cares for others enough to move this stone. This gold is for you. Love, the king. P.S. Most of the greatest saints I know were little people who just did what they thought should be done without you hearing about it or even knowing they were around. But God has a great big book, and it's known to him. And he's writing it all down, and he'll reward everyone according to his works." ¶¶